Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, and that was Rockin' with Randy Morris, and that's what we're going to be doing tonight is rockin'. I don't know about the rolling, but we're welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild this evening. Just a few of our usual announcements moments, and coming up tomorrow, we have Don Milton is our special guest, and he and I are going to be on tomorrow at 2 p.m., He's going to tell us some more about that EFT training that he does with people. And he sent it to some of us so we could do a test run on it. And it's really, I got to say, it's really amazing. I've only been trying this for a couple days. And I got the one on back pain stuff. So I am very impressed and very amazed. So I'm really looking forward. There are some other people got different programs kind of, you know, do a little test run on. And they're going to come on and explain to us what they did and the results they got and so on. And then he's going to talk with us about that. And let's see. So that's Sunday. And then also we've got the Spiritual Learning Connection tomorrow, which will follow that because I believe we're supposed to have tomorrow is supposed to be a two-hour program. I know we have Don the first hour, and I'm not entirely certain who we have on the second hour, but Jessica informed me there was somebody. So I still have to get that information, so it'll be a surprise for us all. It'll be surprising Sundays. And then Monday, Jethro is on at 3 p.m. Eastern Time with Janine Reagan Sinclair, and she calls in from London, England. She is a healer, and she just does amazing body readings. I highly recommend that if you've got any kind of health or healing issues or, you know of anybody that does, have them call in. It's always at 773-897-6461 because she's done some really amazing stuff over there. And then on Tuesdays, of course, is Pamela our musical psychic and love psychic. And she is on at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Wednesday, we have Mystical Celeste. And I believe they're still doing the monks there. They've got two or three more monks to go through as far as these guys are supposed to be doing topics and whatever on Wednesday nights, and Celeste does readings. And then Thursday is Jethro and Dina. And, of course, they're on at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then Friday, Jethro was on, and it's always a surprise guest. It's he likes to keep that under wraps until, like, the last minute, and then when you see the advertising come out to... You know, for those of you who check us out on Facebook, if you just type in Psychics Gone Wild, we have a Facebook page, and he lists events there, pretty much all the episodes and who the guests are going to be. So when he first puts it up there, that's usually when we find out who's going to be on Friday nights also. So that should be pretty interesting. And then we have our sister show, which is the Spiritual Learning Connection, and I'm over there on Sundays. And then Monday is Amy Kavanaugh, and she is there. She has different guests. Again, it's like we never quite know who's going to be there. I think that line out of Forrest Gump's, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So we just kind of wait and see who the guests are and so on and so forth. And then with Pamela, she's pretty good about listing and putting up who she has with her. She's good at scheduling in advance. And she is over, Spiritual Learning Connection on Monday with Amy, I believe, is at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Sometimes it bounces around a little bit. This depends on her schedule, but usually it's at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Pamela is definitely at 8 o'clock on Eastern Time on Tuesday nights. And then Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, we are working at filling those days in because I'm not going to say I got burned out, but it's like I was trying to fill in all the days, and I went, wow, Jethro, that's a lot. So I believe Dina's going to be over there, and I think we're going to try to get some of our healers and some of the people with topics and books and whatnot, and just kind of have, chat corners, that kind of stuff. Because that's what really, the Spiritual Learning Connection is supposed to be about, is we're trying to help people learn to connect with with your own spirituality, to learn to listen to your own intuition. And I know Pamela offers really awesome psychic development classes, intuitive classes, whatever word you want to put in there, because I know some people get really uncomfortable with the word psychic. So it's like, okay, fine. It's your intuition class. It's your, listen to your gut feeling class, whatever you want to call it in there. And then I know Jethro is also taking some Reiki training. I don't know if he is... how he's coming along in that. I know he does like a level a month, something like that, and I know he's done the first level of Reiki training, and I believe he's going to go forward and get his Reiki level mastery stuff. So about 3 months, it's like he might be over there doing some training with Reiki stuff. So we'll see. We'll see what actually pans out, because we don't know. We're coming into spring, and we haven't got the spring yet. No, we're already looking at our summer plans and going, wow, what are we going to do? So just kind of looking forward with some of this. Anyway, Amy says, Elissa Medhus on Monday, mother of Eric of channelingeric.com. Oh, cool. All right. Thank you, Amy. Okay, and let's see. Anything else? If you guys know anything else there in the chat room, type it in there, and I will try and catch that as it goes by. A lot of times I get to go on stuff, and I miss things in the chat room, so I'm not as good at multitasking as some of you other guys are, but anyway. All right. Well, we have a caller this evening, and I'm doing birth card reading, so what I ask you guys to do is I need your month, and I need your day, and if you want to extended stuff out. I also need to know your age. I don't have to know the year, but I just have to know your current age. So with that in mind, we're going to talk to our caller here from area code 508. 508, you're on with us. Hello? I wonder if it's my phone. I wonder if they're on mute. 508, you're on live with us. Hello?
Oh, hello. Yes, I did have my phone on mute. I'm sorry.
There we go. Okay. No problem.
I didn't realize I was ready for a reading, but I will go ahead then. I was just listening.
Okay.
But thank
you. You get to be our card read person here for the evening. Okay. So, what is your birth month and day?
September 27.
September 27. Okay, and then your current age is?
48.
Okay, you just came through the what we call the midlife crisis there, which happens at 45 when your card starts over from where you first stepped into the planet.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. 27, you are a 10 of hearts with an 8 of spades here, so we'll have just a look-see and see how this stacks up. Okay, 10 of hearts person. And I know right away the 10s are all about groups of people. And hearts, it's about, you know, you're in the long run and overall, and the reason you're here is to work on emotional things and emotional issues. And the name of this one is, it's called Success with Groups. It's like the Ace of Hearts. You have a lot of ambition in your life. You could stray off the path of truth as a result. Probably not, since you're listening on, you know, on something like this, but it's like, you know, we're just talking about all the tens generically. However, you've already experienced truth, and you have that knowledge as your birthright to guard you each step of the way in this lifetime. You're creative and usually artistic. You're a leader, not a follower. You love children and groups of people, and you may regard children as your, you know, your audience. You're either in a field where you can either perform in front of others or surrounded by many family and social concerns. In either case, you're surrounded by the 10 hearts signified by your birth card. I've also seen a lot of people either in the teaching profession or, like, say, librarians, you know, librarian with the librarian of the year lady was the 10 of hearts, and she was an awesome storyteller. It was really cool. The 10 of hearts having two aces in their life path and being part ace themselves, because what they go with the numbers, and they say 10 plus 0, you know, is, boils down to the 1, okay? But you've got a strong need to explore yourself to determine what is most important to you personally in life, because many are, you know, engrossed in that process. Other people may look at you and, you know, see you either, you know, selfish or self-centered, you know, going, wow, you know, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, well, I'm having this internal, you know, talk in my world. It's like, you know, you don't think that you're coming across that way. And other people go, whoa, I had to honk and wave at you to get your attention, you know.
Wow.
However, only those who make acquisition of money or things your primary goal manifest that to the exclusion of other people's needs. For the most part, the 10 of hearts, you really value your relationships higher than any other thing on your list, and you're very considerate and kind. Honesty is an important issue with this card, whether it's just to be more honest with yourself or to develop that philosophy that overrides all the ups and downs that can tempt you to kind of have what we call it Pinocchio syndrome. Sometimes it's like, well, this actually happened this way. It's like, it didn't grow like Pinocchio's nose a lot, but maybe it was a quarter of an inch, you know, one of those quarter of an inch ones.
Wow, okay.
Okay, but until you make that personal commitment, sometimes your life can be complex, and you having to remember what you told to whom is like, this is why the truth is much simpler, okay? That energy could be better spent in productive forms of self-expression and leadership. You're an innovator. You can make a great contribution in your chosen field as long as you really exercise clarity in your judgment. Your motives can be either humanitarian or, you know, introverted, whichever, and it has a lot to do with your ultimate destination. You're really independent and often impulsive, but that's a lot of times kept in balance by your wisdom. You can really make a unique mark on the world through application of your inherent gifts. Usually you're gentle and wise people, you know, at least the wisdom is there. Yeah, your wisdom is your protector and guiding light. And in relationships, 10 of hearts have what they call power in love, and you're also attracted to those of power. You're not afraid to work for the love you want in your personal relationships. You're charming, you're well-liked. A lot of times, you know, you might make the first move to start a relationship, and then you're willing to really work for it. And that can be the winning formula for success, you know, in love, marriage, any relationship. You've got basically good karma in love, but there can be some indecisiveness every now and then that can lead to problems. Relationships with, and we're going to talk about some of the other cards, with diamonds can be karmic and difficult, as those people can remind you of some of that indecision or the fickleness, or, you know, some of the own issues. It's kind of sometimes looking at yourself in the mirror. You're really smart. You're very smart people. When you apply your mental power and creative energy to the area of love, it can get you into trouble when you try too hard to make things turn out as you plan, because love cannot exactly be planned, and and orchestrated the same way that we plan out, say, a college schedule. It just doesn't work that way.
Often right.
There's that need to learn to feel things in matters of love instead of thinking that, because a lot of us are guilty of that. We get too analytical with things, and it's like, yeah, it doesn't always work the best that way. So let's see here. And then with that Eight of Spades as a planetary ruler gives you a lot of oomph there. It adds a great deal of power to your personality, making you really someone to be reckoned with on a personal level. Could tend to make you a little bit of a workaholic. You can attract others who are also really powerful, and in those relationships you resolve some of that power and control issues. You've got a really strong desire for work and to make money, but you need to be careful not to, as you might say, not to steamroller over other people to acquire your goals, okay? Your power can be used for healing or to do many other good things. You probably have more energy than the average person, and you may seem somewhat of an extremist at times. So you kind of are pushing the envelope to just, you know, what can I do, you know, that kind of stuff. But you learn by doing and trying things yourself, and it gives you the strength to overcome any obstacles and problems that do come your way.
Wow.
And let's see, I was going to look at some of the, what we call the people who have similar hearts. So it's like, some of the other heart cards are.
Well, that totally fits in.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's celebrity birthdays: Samuel Jackson, Ingrid Bergman, Geraldine Chaplin, Charlie's daughter. Okay. Andy Dick was a comedian and actor. Harpo Marx. Okay. Charlie Parker, Helen Reddy. Michael Jackson was a Ten of Hearts. Chris Everett was a tennis player. Carl Banks, Sean Cassidy. Meatloaf was a singer. Okay.
Oh yeah, I've heard that one before with my birthday.
Steve Kerr and Tyler, J.K. Rowling, author of, I think, the Harry Potter series, Bob Knight, Phil Donahue, and Florence Griffith Joyner. Oh, yeah, I remember her in the Olympics this week, and Will Purdue basketball player.
Yes.
And then let's see, we're at 48. Let's go look up and see some of the stuff happening in your year this year.
Big changes, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, okay. And I would believe that, because you have a Jack of Clubs there as your long-range one. Let's see. So that was back in September. So October, I'm thinking here, October, November, December, January, February. Let's see. We're not quite halfway into the year here. So let's see where you are at. Because each of the 50, they have like a 52 days. It's kind of like the cards, 52 card pickup. But let's see. Mercury starts for you. The Mercury time period started on, of course, your birthday, and then it went through November 18th. And then from November 18th, you were into the Venus time frame for 52 days, and that finished up on January 10th. So where you're actually at right now is in your Mars time frame, which goes from January 10th right up until 3-3, till March 3rd. And then you get the blessed time of the year, which your Jupiter time frame goes from March 3rd until April 24th. Then you get Saturn. That's your big lessons for the year. Saturn goes from April 24th. Yeah, the challenges. If those guys, you're going to have challenges, it's going to be during that time frame or to a lesser degree for the year. That goes from April 24th up to June 15th. And then June 15th starts the Uranus time frame. That's kind of a little bit lighter after that, you know, heaviness of learning from Saturn. You know, Uranus lightning bolts is like breath fresh air. So that goes from the June 15th to, all the way up to August 6th. And then you finish up the year with Neptune, which is August 6th up until your birthday. So right now you're in the Mars time frame. And actually, as an overall card for the year, you've had this Jack of Clubs that's been working with you. So we'll take a look and see what Jack of Clubs as a long-range one. You're going to be dealing with very creative, youthful energies this year, either your own or those of an intellectually stimulating, possibly younger person. If it can be channeled profitably and successfully into many endeavors, such as writing, sales work, or anywhere new and creative ideas are of value. And well, really, you're on a creative high this year and can expect good results from all forms of creative work. On the downside, watch for a tendency to be frivolous under that influence, because the Jacks also, like to play. So that's an influence that's there. Be watchful also for others. If it's not you doing this, there might be other people playing that role with you. It's like they might be a little bit, try to draw you out and go, and you're going, no, I got work to do. It's like, oh, come on, you can come out and play. It's like, no, really, I can't. I got a deadline. You know, things like that.
Okay.
Time management. Jackson Club is another important meaning for those who are interested in the spiritual side of life. It often represents an initiation into higher knowledge. It could mean you are exposed to some new ideas or philosophies that could really radically change the way you think about yourself or life. Your entire method of communicating could undergo a dramatic transformation as the year progresses. Now, the key words for this is a year of heightened mental creativity and initiations into new forms of knowledge and ways of communicating. So those could be the things. Say you're about in the middle of this, coming up to this.
Amazing.
Let's go look at it. Yeah, I know. I love these cards. They're really cool. Your Pluto and result card. So you've got a six of spades and a two of diamonds. And the Pluto is usually the challenging card. And then the result card is, the resolution with that. The environment card is that five of hearts. That can indicate like a separation. And that's kind of a challenging one. And then the displacement card is a three of spades. And the five, what I look at is the odd cards. A lot of times they're really creative, but they're also, fives are usually indicate moves or, either geographical locations or, buying, selling or traveling, something like that. So you just, you have a lot of motion in life. And right now you've come through in that Mercury time period. You had a nine of hearts. Nines are about completions, and it was some kind of completion of emotional issues or, a lot of times, I'll give you for an example in my own. When I had nine of hearts come up, that was the time that my mom died. It's like, that it was completing a cycle, with a person. So it's like, it doesn't have to be as drastic as somebody, dying, but it can just, signify the end of a relationship of some sort.
Okay.
Along with that, there was the seven of clubs, which is about faith. And it's, the sevens are our cards of faith. So it's like, kind of have the faith that things are, going to proceed forward. The fact that it was in Mercury, it's like that was a quick... Mercury is always quick, and it gets things go through and go over quickly. I'll say it that way. The Venus time frame, you had a four of spades of stability, and the Queen of Diamonds, the notorious Queen of Diamonds, is so fickle. It's like, okay, that would have been some interesting energy in that one. And then where you're at right now is you're back in faith again. It's you got the seven of spades and the Jack of Hearts. I'll take a look and see exactly what's going on with those. And in Mars time frame, it's usually got to do with men or dealing with, groups of men, something like that. Can be whether it's work or whether it's, groups of... It's also beware of dishonest dealings with men or legal involvements during that time period. Don't be tempted to take shortcuts at the expense of honesty. If you get ripped off, the lessons you learn may not seem to be worth the price you paid for them. Okay, so this is for you to be, watchful of attorneys, especially because the ones you attract now are possibly not very honest. You got a lot to lose if you or they are not working by the book. So use that powerful influence to generate more creative ideas for your work or business. You may also find that there's one or more men of the spade suit with whom you feel either some attraction or anger during this time frame.
Okay.
So there's the heads up with that one. Let's see, that's seven. What's that?
I'm just interested because everything fits in with what's going on with my life right now.
Cool.
Amazing.
That's why I love you, because they're totally. Yeah. I mean, what's amazing with these is they're totally like it's a mathematical base, and it's all in probabilities. And it's like, who in the world did this? It's like, well, if you want to go to that, supposedly those people, those Atlantean people, about 20,000 years ago or so, developed this, and it was for our planet, and it's for what's supposed to be taking place or whatever people. Now, you've also got some stuff here under the influence of the sacrifice card. You could find yourself doing things that you don't usually do during this period. For example, you might decide to give up some cherished desire or passion for a higher reason or truth. For example, others who have that card have given up, either legal battles, competitive goals, all in the name of following higher wisdom. It gives you mastery over your emotions and passions and encourages you to upgrade your actions toward higher and selfless, more selfless pursuits. You might find that there's one or more of the hearts, people that you either feel, again, attraction or anger during that time period, because that's what that Mars energy is. And then that seven, I want to see what that seven is doing with you, because that is about, that's about the faith. That's like where our whole faith level can be, you know. It can bring illness, though. It can bring illness by overdoing it, either in work or passion or trouble from some male. It can also represent difficulties in a legal matter. Indulging in negativity will make matters worse. It might be marked by this, you know, the 52-day might be marked by conflict, arguing, disappointment. It represents a challenge, one which can best be met by careful self-examination of negative attitudes and emotional habits, and then looking to the other Mars card that Jack of, there's a Jack of Hearts also, to find out what or who is involved in the challenges that arise during that period. So, it looks like, you know, little bit of work and just kind of, you know, just really, you know, keep your attitude, I'll say, on the up and up, just like The Secret, you know, like with Rhonda Byrne. It's like, you know, indulge in the positive things.
Exactly. Well, that really fit in with a lot of what's going on. I'm definitely planning a big change in my career, and it will be towards the healing profession, going back to school while I'm working. And I'm planning on making a big move, I hope, by the end of the year, geographically. And I'm going to go visit that place the first week of March. So that's when a new cycle starts, right? I think you said. I caught that. Wow. And it involved a person younger than me, a man who's sort of on the same path that I'm on. So. That really fit in. That was pretty wild. I mean, I know my astrology, and I've read, you know, tarot cards before, but that was something different, really on point. Cool.
This it's just our regular deck of playing cards. I mean, if you look into the origins of them and how what the similarities are, you know, they give you a lot of, for examples, you know, there's 52 cards in the deck, and how many weeks are there in our year? You know, there's 52, and it's like, then there's, we have the four seasons, and we have the spring, which is hearts, and we have the clubs, you know, and those people, the hearts people are the eternally young, you know, young and youthful people. It's like, no matter how chronologically advanced you get, the hearts people always stay young. You're the youthful.
Oh. So am I a hearts person? Is that what you said?
Yeah, your card is, your birth card is the Ten of Hearts, and then you have the Jack of, Ten of Hearts with the Eight of Spades.
Okay, all right, I got to remember that. Cool.
Yeah.
I really like that. Well, I'm sure you have other people, and thank you for that. That was very interesting.
Yeah. I'll put you back in queue so you can listen.
Good. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Good night. Okay, let's see here. And if I can get buttons to work here. Okay, there we go. Having blog talk moments. All right, and our next person here is area code 985. You're on with us.
Oh, good evening. I've been listening to the show. It's really, really a great show.
Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Right.
Well, what we'll do is the same thing. It's like we're going to find out what your month and day are and find out what cards you are in the deck and see what's going on with you.
Okay. Do you need my birthday?
Yep, just the month and the day and then your age.
Okay, September 4th, and my age is 62.
September 4th, and you are 62. Okay, September 4th, people. Okay, there's a Virgo. And let's see here. And on the 2nd, on the 4th, there we go. 7 of Diamonds and 5 of Spades. Okay, so your birth card is 7 of Diamonds, and then you have a 5 of Spades as a planetary ruler. The 7 of Diamonds are, I'll say, cards unto themselves. That's really cool because they're a part of the, what they call the family fixed cards or semi-fixed cards. And you guys have, you kind of march to the beat of a different drummer. It's called Card of Spiritual Values. And your life path coming into this was to really find out what your values are. It's like diamonds deal with money, and a lot of times the life lessons of diamond people come through the money avenue, but it's really the deeper motivation is to find out what's important to you in life. And as I said, you know, you're one of those unique cards. It's a semi-fixed card. It's part of a special family of seven uniquely different cards out of the 52-card deck. You fall into a different category. You've got kind of that special mark on your life. You're very stubborn sometimes, but you're also extremely creative. Some are destined to become millionaires in most life by accessing the high side of the spiritual money card. That's not a guarantee, but it's like that possibility is there. By suit, you're always connected with money somehow. As a spiritual member, you must maintain a non-attached attitude about money or you experience continual problems in that area. So you're either worrying about money all the time or not worrying and having as much as you like.
That's interesting. That's so true.
Yeah. So I like the secret. It's like, you know, again, it's like you just kind of go, it's like, okay, if I'm just putting it out there, it's like, yep, got plenty going on about life. And it's like, it's always there. I have two children who are diamonds. It's really amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. I'm enjoying this. This is fun. Yeah.
The other avenue is your close relationships. Families, lovers, and friends are all very important to a seven of diamonds person. You've got close ties for better or worse with your family, and you share in their trials. You often have a high spiritual love nature that entails making personal sacrifices for your family and other close relationships. There's very little you wouldn't do on behalf of parents or family. You know, you're one of those the shirt off the back person. It's one of the most spiritual cards in the deck, and as such, success comes from approaching life in ways other than traditional or materialistic ways. The most successful among the Seven of Diamonds cards are the people who just live in the faith that all your needs will always be provided. And lo and behold, it just kind of like works out that way. A lot of times you're restless. You make frequent changes either in occupation or location. Love life entails some sacrifice and disappointment until you learn to let others kind of go and be as they are. In your spiritual studies, you find inner satisfaction and validation for your own intuition. And once you're on a spiritual path, everything in your life is kind of put into proper perspective, and you can excel in any chosen field. Specifically with relationships, for such a spiritual card as the Seven of Diamonds, issues in relationships revolve around letting go. And it sounds really weird, but you let go of personal attachments and you develop a more spiritual approach to love. And it's like going, I had to look at that for a while and go, wow, how does that work? Because when you're in a relationship, it's like, you know, you are personally attached, but how do you be unpersonally attached? It's like, it's almost like the opposition. But you are by nature very loving people. You're willing to make sacrifices on behalf of those people that you love. You're bound to have one or more karmic love involvements that challenge you to raise your level of love to more spiritual and responsible heights. Like the other cards, you've got high ideals associated with love and partnership, but you're more or less, you know, you're one of the cards that you're more or less designed or destined to have those ideals kind of tested every step along the way. That stubbornness and independence attracts powerful relationships into your life and ones that teach you important lessons. Most female Seven of Diamonds are attracted to and often marry men of the heart suit. You can hold fantasies about diamond males. Let's see. I'm going to see who some of your famous people were for you. Eric Estrada, Kevin Bacon, Robert Mitchum, Sybil Shepherd, Judith Ivey, Julie Christie, Molly Ringwald. Okay, there's one I recognize. Patricia Neal. Sarah Michelle Gellar, Pete Rose, the baseball player, Artie Johnson, I remember him, George Burns, okay, George Carlin, Jerry Lewis, Loretta Lynn, David Lynch, Federico Fellini, Billy Eichstein, singer Sting, here we go, we know him, Beyonce Knowles, Tony Hawk, and Tara Lipinski, a figure skater. So those are some of the famous people who are also Seven of Diamonds with you. And let's see, Anna's, in good company there, huh? And let's see, then you have a five of spades as your planetary ruler. The key words for fives are freedom. It's like fives like a lot of that. And it can cause you to do a lot of traveling or moving in your life. It adds a very adventurous side to your personality. You probably see life as an opportunity to experience many interesting things more than anyone else. Even so-called, quote, bad experiences are going to have value to you because what you learn from it. It's like there's, it's kind of like there's no such thing as a bad question. You know, it's like there might be bad answers, but you know, any experience is good from what you learn from it. It's remember the old thing that says, when you experience is what you get when you didn't get what you wanted. It kind of falls in that one. You love to be with people. You have some success in groups of all kinds, the larger the better. You have a fair amount of sales and promotion ability and could easily make a living doing that kind of work. You're very amicable. You can relate to most anyone on their level, and you make people feel comfortable with you. Your restlessness, though, is the real heart of that card's meaning. And I understand that one because my birth card's a five of spades, so it's like, I understand that one.
This is amazing. I mean, it's just like fallen. This is amazing. It's like you're reading everything about me that is just so, it's just so on the money. Just so amazing. Yeah.
And this is, I mean, that's why I'm so impressed with this card system. It's just, it's amazing. And it's been, I mean, it's been around for centuries. The guys who were, when they first surfaced was the three wise men or the three kings or the three astrologers from the East or whatever. They surfaced in the Bible. And those guys were the order of the Magi. And that is the order that preserved this card system back then. It's like it went underground for centuries, but it's like it's been around for a long, long, long time. Let's see. Okay. Your personal year, you start out with Mercury, of course, on your birthday, 9-4, and then it moves to the Venus time frame in October 26th, and you have that for 50 days, and then your Mars time goes from December 17th up till February 8th, so you just started, okay, you just ended your Mars time frame, and you just started in your Jupiter time frame, February 8th, and the February 8th to April 1st, April 1st will start the Saturn time frame. So you're in your blessed time of the year right now. The Uranus time frame starts May 23rd, and Neptune goes to July 14th. So let's have a look-see and see what Jupiter is doing for you and kind of what's happening overall for you this year here. Let's see. Let me make sure I got the right one. Yes, I do. Okay, there we go. And the sevens. For the sevens, and this is... There, okay, and your long range card this year, you have a six of spades, so it's kind of it's called the karma card. There's a really interesting one. Okay, right, and it's like your long card, you don't have an environmental displacement card because you're that semi fixed. It's like they haven't been talking much about that, but it's like there's other cards, and there's six other cards in the deck that you're kind of like related to. And you'll find a lot of times if you find out people's birthday, you'll find out, you know, a lot of your really close associates, you know, are one of these cards. It's really, it's amazing how it works. Okay, so where are you at just coming into Jupiter? You've got a lot of stability there. Again, you've got a four. You've come through a King of Hearts and an Ace of Clubs, starting out Mercury. And it's like King of Hearts is master of your emotions. And then you moved into the Venus time frame, which was at Jack of Hearts with a Nine of Spades. Nine of Spades can be, nines can be disappointments. They can be endings. They can be terminations. If you look at them as graduations and say, you know, this is kind of like high school graduation where, you're stepping out of one place and into another place, into a new place, it's a much better way to look at it. Otherwise, nines can present themselves sometimes as things were taken away from us. And, you know, sometimes you feel like you weren't quite ready maybe to let that one go, you know, something like that. If you think of Linus, the character of Linus in the Snoopy and the Peanuts Charles Schulz cartoon there, it's kind of like Linus with his security blanket when it had to go through the laundry. His sister had to forcibly take it away from him to launder it, you know, and then he was like a basket case until he got his blanket back. That's sometimes how the nines act in our lives. It's like we get something taken away that we didn't think we were ready, you know, to have taken away, but if you can take a step back from it and go, wow, you know, really and truly, it's okay because I think I, you know, might not have thought I was ready to let that go, but I really was because it's kind of represents as one door closes, another door opens, kind of like that. And then in the Mars time frame, you had a King of Hearts and the Ace of Spades, that transition card. So you had a lot of transforming stuff maybe going on there, a lot of, I'll just say transitions, a lot of different things happening there. So where you're at right now, your blessed time of the year in Jupiter you're in, you've got, like, say, four of spades and six of spades, both spades. So, and spades are hard workers also. So that's the good thing about it. Hard work keeps you busy. It's like, yeah. Okay, and in the Jupiter time frame, indicates that success and satisfaction in business or money matters can be yours. Laborious efforts, and like I say, the spades, think of not a rototiller when you're doing your garden work. Think about there with a hand spade and shovel, okay? That's laborious efforts, okay, bring in good returns. So you're going to work for it if you're doing that. Great success comes through established business and not through risky investments, speculation, or gambling. It's one of the best influences for your hard work paying off in a big way. Expansion along established lines and associating with established businesses and professionals is highlighted. So, yeah, speculation doesn't do you good at this point.
Okay.
Okay, and then you've got that six of spades also. And so I'm sitting there going, wow, okay. I mean, those are they're both really strong cards. That's really good. It's fate and karma in action and paybacks in the past in many forms. During that, your business financial interests should be just be running smoothly, steadily. Staying in your current business brings the most rewards now. It might be difficult to affect changes now because six is kind of or the status quo. It's like it just kind of like it's like freight train going down the track. You just steer it on the track. Look for ways that you can get more out of what you're doing with whom you are currently doing, you know, doing it with, involved with. And it's likely there's some favors or rewards owed that might come your way before this period ends. The more you give, the more you're going to receive. So, yeah, in terms of blessings, think of it that way. It's going to what you give out will come back to you.
All right.
Okay. And I was going to look, and that's what you've got for your long-range card, too, this year, is that six of spades. I was going to look for that, too. It's going to be a year with many possible levels of experience, and it's all under the influence of the six of spades at a purely mundane level. Six of spades says it's going to be a year of few, if any, changes, either in work, health, occupation, place of residence. It can be good if you're in a situation when the year begins, in a good situation when the year begins, but if you're either not employed or whatever one that year started, you may have to contend with not having a job for the entire year. So strong is that lack of change influence. It doesn't mean that it's written in stone that way, because nothing ever is, but there's just that possibility influence of that. There's probably gonna be less opportunities maybe for travel this year. Likely not changing residence. On a deeper level, it's got that strong balancing the scales influence to it. It's just, it says, you're going to get exactly what you give this year, both in work and regards to your own health. So if you're experiencing health difficulties this year, then that's most likely the result of not giving enough attention to your health. So if you're going to improve your health under this influence, you just put some more constructive energy, into loving your body, starting healthful habits on that. Because whatever you put forth is going to come back to you, okay, in spades. On the work scene, you might find yourself involved in having to make your compromises, adjustments, giving a little, taking a little, whatever, so your entire work scene might run smoothly. But just being balanced, just keeping balance in all things across the board is just a major theme. And the Six of Spades is that card of fate. It's called the card of fate or destiny. Many times when that card is present, we've got major turning points that lead us to our ultimate destiny. If you take the time to kind of tune in to your deepest thoughts and feelings, you might get an important message as to, where you're going to go next, what you're going to do. The key words for this is it's a year of learning to be responsible for work, health habits, lifestyle, just all that. It's a year of keeping the peace. Perhaps one of discovering a special and very meaningful purpose for your life's work.
Okay. Wow, that's beautiful. Beautiful. You mentioned the Nine of Spades, and did that mean that an individual would be leaving my life or I would be leaving a certain situation? I got a little confused with the Nine of Spades.
Okay, let me go back in there, because both those is like it was really interesting, because you had the nine of spades in Venus, and then you had the ace of spades right after it in Mars. So it's like that influence can bring illness over a love relationship or family-related disappointment. It could be the illness of a close friend or marriage partner or family member. It does say that some major part of your lifestyle is coming to its fulfillment or completion. It could be a relationship or having, you know, something to do with your home or family. The ending of a relationship or friendship could cause much grief if you resist the completion that's scheduled for that time frame. It's just an influence of difficulties in the home or personal relationships, but only if we, you know, like stubbornly hold on to people or things that are now kind of like passing out of our life. You know, if you just think of it as a cycle of life, kind of like, you know, some things you throw into the stream and just let life take them away. But those difficulties can be considered tests of emotional strength and maturity. That other Venus card was the, let me look at that one real quick. That was the Jack of Hearts. And that one can, you know, give a little indication here about who or what exactly was going on with that. So let me see what that one has to say. It indicates, okay, that Jack of Hearts, again, that's the Christ card. It's like making personal sacrifices for a higher good, you know, initiation into a higher love. And it just kind of indicates putting aside personal desires to help someone in the family. It could be, or, you know, your own desires in order to help someone else. It could be a young friend or a relative or, you know, love interest, something. It's always a card of sacrifice and love, usually for someone younger. You're inspired to a higher realization of truth, to do something that's noble and brave. That card also gives you mastery of your emotions and affectational impulses, okay, which can bring you more success in all your personal relationships. So, you know, something along those lines, okay.
Is amazing. You are amazing. Thank you.
Well, these cards are amazing.
I mean, besides reading these cards, which have proven themselves over how many thousands of years, I mean, they've been around for a while, you're also intuitive. So, you know what I mean? You have this ability.
Okay.
It's amazing.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad I can give people enough.
It's you're reading my journal here, you know. You read part of it anyway. Wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm also a consultant. I consult psychically too for people. So I think when you're psychic and you have abilities, if you're sensitive and you're you know, connecting with another sensitive, I think it's amazing because the energies just, you know, they coincide and it's so easy to read another sensitive. Yeah, but you're amazing. that was amazing. It was like you were actually in my journal here.
Wow.
That was good. I loved it. Oh, man. So there are some things coming. The young person is interesting. That's an interesting thing. Anyhow, and I do live according to my own, you know, way and my own, you know.
March to your own drummer.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny that you said Federico Fellini. Now, I mean, come on, he was a great film director. But, you know, I connect with his movies. Isn't that amazing?
Cool.
I just watched one of his movies the other day, and I said, oh, my God. You know, it was with Anthony Quinn and I believe one of his wives, and it was just one, it was a heart-wrenching movie, and I just got right into it. Yeah, so, but that's interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's cool.
You're
that
amazing.
Cool. That's
Thank you so much. I
love it.
I'm going to go back to this reading because I know, you know, some hosts will save the reading. Sometimes they don't, but I'm going to go back to this.
No, all our shows are in archives. So yeah, it's like you know, this they'll be there, so you can go, you know, so you can go back to it. It's like, because a lot of times I know we get to going on this, and it's like we talk fast, and it's like, and although I'm not talking fast tonight, it's like it was a pretty quiet, mellow night tonight for our queue. It's like normally we have like, you know, 15 people in queue, and tonight it was like you and that the other gal. It's like you were our two callers, and I was like going, this ought to be an interesting night.
You know,
this is what you guys needed.
Well, you know, I have a 30-minute blog talk radio program, and what I did the other day, instead of going on about psychic phenomena and other spiritual concerns, I let my people, you know, the people that were in line waiting to get free readings, I asked them to, you know, tell me about any psychic experiences that they may have had. And it was amazing.
Cool.
People don't realize how intuitive they are.
You know, and everybody is gifted.
Yeah, everybody, you know. So I gave them the show. I said, come on, guys, you know, come in. I opened up all the lines, and I said, just come in and tell us what your experiences have been.
Cool.
And you'd be surprised, the callers that are intuitive. I would say all of them are intuitive. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why intuitives
call into shows like
this,
intuitives. Yeah.
And they just felt so relaxed talking about it. it was different. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm going to do another one like that because because it's empowering. You know, it's empowering for them so that they rely a lot on their own intuitive process.
Right. You know, that's really where our, you know, where the energies, I'll say, we finished up last year. Of course, when people figured out, you know, the Mayan calendar, it's like, did not mean that the world was going to blow up and we were going to be a cinder in space. And when people figured out, oh my goodness, it's December 22nd and we're here, it's like,
And then, exactly.
Well, what was funny was, if you follow the planetary stuff, back on December 3rd, they had there was three planets aligned. It was, Mercury. I think it was Mercury, Venus, and Saturn, all aligned over the pyramids of Giza, and they were in the sign of Scorpio, which is, you know, about secrets. And I was like, going, okay. So we had some people, you know, going out and checking out. And so, you know, what does this mean? What does this mean? You know, it's like, what's going on? And people, you know, were calling and saying, well, you know, supposedly there's port. I mean, we heard this a lot. You know, there's portals opening, or there's a portal opening. And I went, okay, that makes a lot of sense, because it would make sense that, you know, that there would be something open where we're getting, you know, the secrets of the universe, if you will. But it's going to be through lovingness. And it's getting, you know, for the Venus, and it's like, and then, you know, the message for Mercury, and then the lovingness for Venus, and then Saturn, it's going to teach us a lesson of somehow or other. But so many people have, you know, in the past couple months, you know, have called in and gone, I was never, you know, interested in this spiritual stuff before. And it's like, all of a sudden, I find myself dwelling out and going, how about that? It's like, we're up in the vibration, you know, there's a word out there called the ascendancy or the ascendance, or, you know, something like that, where we're ascending. But I'm like going, okay, if that means we're taking a step up, I think that's what's happening. It's like everybody's having their, you know, their vibes, if you will, tuned, and it's like, and since we're all made of atoms and energy, it's like we're all vibrating faster or something, you know, but people are starting to be more spiritually aware, even ones that didn't know that they were. And all of a sudden they're going, what do I do with this? It's like, well, welcome to our world. So we get a lot of calls in like that, which is really cool. And it's, you know, and
everything that it's all, you know, I mean, our consciousness level is elevating.
Right.
And for some of us, it's been an ongoing process. I also, you know, I'd like to ask you a question, since you're another, you know, clairvoyant. I'd like to ask this because I too need confirmation on past lives. I mean, I know I always felt iffy about the issue of past lives. But I think
really
now we're meeting up with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Facebook. Take Facebook, for instance. Facebook is, it's got people, and yet, there are people we're connecting to out of the blue. Like, who are these people?
Yeah.
There seems to be these emotional connections.
Seekers.
How can you be emotionally connected to somebody you don't even know? But yet,
right.
Facebook is creating this
the opportunity
situation where it's opening up, and you say, oh, okay, you know, you got to be careful because you don't know, you know, who most of the people are, really, but but you feel pulled.
I have a little face trust and pixie dust,
But I'm just saying that's one aspect of where I believe right now, since everything is going to a higher level, that people from our past are dropping in our laps. Doesn't matter how old they are. They could be 100, they could be 20. And it's like, okay, where are you coming from? Who are you?
Right.
And it's strange.
You know, and that's, and then, well, no, I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me, because one of the things that I've well, because we have that other show over there that's the Spiritual Learning Connection, and I've I like Greg Braden's stuff, so it's like I've been going through.
Me too. I like
his stuff.
I connect with them.
Cool.
I really do. Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to understand, because if you've read through that, you're going to understand what I'm about to say here. Is what he pointed out. And it's like, and I mean, I went back and, you know, checked my facts. And, well, of course, I'd done that, you know, I shouldn't say, I was about to say centuries ago, I checked this. I was like, oh, no, in this lifetime, it was back when I was in college, my college years, and I had a reference library at the University of Wyoming. And where he said that the Nicene Council in the 3rd century, quote, edited what we now have as the Bible. It's like there was a lot of other writings during, you know, in that time frame that, you know, that probably that, you know, that God intended for us to have, or, you know, and it's like that they decided, well, wait a minute, let's see, this is for the elite, this is for the privileged, this is for the scholars, this is for the blah, 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 you know, and then there are the ones that, you know, I mean, it's amazing they said that Daniel made it, because, you know, when he wrote that down, he's like, I don't know what I'm writing. It's like the angel said, that's okay, it's not for you, but they said a lot of them they cut out were, you know, really esoteric like that, or people didn't understand them. And I was like going, but there was 41 books that he talked about that were edited out. So the Bible, rather than being 66 books, was actually like 101 books initially. I was like, what other stuff was in there? But I mean, he said if everything was restored to, you know, the pre-Nicene edits, and, you know, it was like what, year 325, he said if everything was put back in, he said it would change the face of Christianity as we know it today, because it talked about past lives. And it's like even the one of the ones that I'll say slipped through their edits was where Christ was transfigured and a couple of the disciples were with him, and he was talking to Moses and Elijah, and they recognized him because, you know, there were, as prophets, you know, they had certain markers, you know, in the Jewish faith and whatever that they, you know, could identify people with. And, you know, his apostles like, oh Lord, it's great for us to be here. You know, we'll pitch 3 tents for you guys. And he's like, wait a minute, whoa. It's like, you know, tell this vision to no one until the Son of Man arises. But, you know, so there's some indication there that, you know, people lived before or live again, and, you know, this and that. And it's like, and the Bible did not discount reincarnation or living again. It's like, that's what was, you know, and he just said, you know, there were several references to many things. And it's like, you know, some of the things when you read through, it's like, huh, that's really interesting. You know, we've been here before and we might be here again. But exactly what you're talking about is, what I like with this, you know, with this card system, is it does. It gives the karmic relationships, you know, with any other card in the deck. It's like, you know, it'll tell, you know, you have a Jupiter connection, or you have a spiritual connection, means, you know, you had a past life with a person, or, you know, this is ongoing in this life or whatever. But it's like, yeah, all those things, you know, that balancing is we're being balanced. Yeah. That's like, and you talk about karmic come around, it's like it's happening a lot quicker than it used to. You know, it used to be, you know, you'd look at people do stuff and you go, God, are you going to get them? You know, and sometimes it would take years, but it's like anymore, it's like I saw my brother pull something on my folks, you know, a while back, and it's like, his karmic come around was like within 6 months he had kidney problems and was put on dialysis. It's like he really had a karmic come around, really, really zapped him. I'm like going, well, okay. He did get his come up and think quite rapidly, actually. But yeah. It does, you know, it's like, and we really got to watch our P's and Q's, because that's one of the things it's really demanding of us to, you know, to really be on the up and up and go, yes, because we're stepping into a higher vibration. It's like, you know, let's be honest, because I don't know, it'll be really interesting when everybody can read everybody else's minds and we don't need, you know, cell phones.
Right. I mean, when things become telepathic, even cell phones become telepathic. Yeah.
Yeah.
And computers.
Cell phones become obsolete when people become telepathic.
You know, you mentioned Greg Braden. I really like him a lot.
Yeah.
And I saw a video of his where he talks about, he did a seminar in Italy, and I was listening to the seminar in Italy. And I think it was last year. I don't know. It was some time ago. And I saw it on YouTube and I watched it. But what he talked about was how manifestation works, which is real interesting. You don't wish for something. What you do is that it's already there. It's already happened.
Ooh, 60 seconds.
So you're right
60
in
seconds.
There. Yeah. You don't wish for it.
Wow.
And that, okay, that, you know, it was like when you're healing somebody or you're trying to heal yourself, rather than wish for the pain to go away, the pain has gone away. The healing process has happened. And
That was that one example he gave. What was it, two minutes and 40 seconds, and the guys just chanted and got rid of, you know, that malignant tumor.
So, I mean, if we can do that, we believe in that, there's no reason why it can't happen. Now, you mentioned
we got 10 seconds.
You mentioned
we're on the NASA countdown.
Yeah, but you mentioned something in my cards about health. And having to, you know, that I got to watch what I do because there's going to be an effect. And I've been on medication for cholesterol, you know, the statins. And I've noticed over the past few months, I have been experiencing unreasonable amounts of muscular pain and bone pain. And I said, I never had this before. And I reduced the statin amount I was taking because I have to be careful. I have a cholesterol concern. And I reduced the amount. You know, I went from 4 milligrams to 2 milligrams less, and the pain has gone.
Wow.
And I probably shouldn't do that because by doing that, I'm cutting back on the statins that's controlling the cholesterol, which means I have to watch everything I eat now. I have to be more cautious, do more exercise. You know, I was doing
that's better in the long run for you because you're taking charge instead of depending on a pill to do it. You're taking charge of it. What I am going to encourage you to do is call in tomorrow. Now, tomorrow's show is on at 2 p.m. Eastern time. We've got Don Milton on, and if you want to take a pre-look at what he does, it's Don, D-O-N-M-I-L-T-O-N, donmilton.net. And he does this EFT, like pain relief stuff. It's like your, you know, emotional freedom techniques, whatever. But check that out because I was amazed. It's like I just started them yesterday. And they're really simple, you know, there's like 9 little points, you know, that you tap. It's like when you're actively, you know, having pain or whatever, but it's, we have different people assigned out who are testing out, what's going on with it. It's really amazing. We're going to have people, calling in and just kind of, you know, tell them the experiences, you know, that they've had in the past week with the, oh, golly, I'm trying to think. It's like relationship, you know. I mean, different people, you know, pick different things. We got to pick our own thing. I was like, well, okay, I'm having issues with my back, and I'm going to the chiropractor a lot, and it's like, I want to see what I can do with this. And I was really amazed because it really, what he said to do really helped. And it's like, and he does Reiki like I do. I mean, I'm a Reiki master also, but it's like sometimes, you know, the things that he's gone on, he's learned these and other stuff, and I was going, wow, this is really cool. But I mean, I've studied, like, you know, the Jinshin, the meridians, the, you know, the acupressure stuff, you know, the reflexology, all that kind of stuff, and what they're doing and what they're saying to do makes a lot of sense. I was going, it's like the combination of the order that you tap. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. Because it works.
To learn Reiki. I would like to learn. I mean, I have books on it, and I've read some books on that.
You know, to be attuned, I'll tell you what I know about it. What our teacher taught us, because we're, I don't know. She said this will make a difference when you get, you know, if you're around the hobby knobby people. I was like, oh no, God, that's never going to be me. But you know, she says you guys are eighth generation of Sui taught, and I'm like, going, okay, cool, whatever that means. Awesome. You know, it's like I've since, you know, looked and said, oh, well, that's pretty cool. That's nice. That's neat. That's, you know, it's a nice thing, but at the same time, it's like, it's like a piece of paper. It's like, okay, you know, it's not what the paper says, or it's not, you know, but it's what I know. And it's how I apply it. You know, it's like anything else that we do in life. It's like so many people put so much faith in a piece of paper. I'm like going, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have more confidence in that, you know, over 800 hours worth of body work that I logged in before I stopped keeping my logbooks and I wanted a piece of paper.
Right.
Anyway.
I was macrobiotic for years. I practiced macrobiotic diet for years. And that, you know, that in itself is a balancing act. You're always balancing your yin and your yang, and then, you know, you reach a point where you feel totally, you know, and then you start again with the imbalance because you feel so good. So,
and if you get out of whack because I'm feeling real good and I'm going to go out and overstretch myself.
Yeah, I'll go to McDonald's and have a hamburger and a french fry and you go, oh, it's all right, I'll work it off, you know. But
yeah, I know. Some of those things stay with your body. I mean, God, what was it? We had our own little personal, I'll say, accidental experiment with McDonald's french fries. Oh, I don't know,
yes,
a couple weeks ago.
Well, I had chicken McNuggets last night, and, you know, I woke up this morning. Well, you know, yesterday I woke up, I didn't feel so great, and I had this desire for chicken McNuggets. Yeah, so I went and had them, and they were delicious. When I woke up this morning, I was filled with energy. I think that, you know, even though some things may not be really good for us and we desire them, I think simply because they aren't good for us, but I think sometimes our body wants to deal
right
with certain things, and we do it, and
right
we feel energized, and we go, okay,
right,
okay.
You okay,
know,
that was good, right?
A steady diet of brown rice and a steady diet of sea vegetable,
oh,
a steady diet, I mean, there's...
Yeah.
You know,
you're supposed to have variety in life. You are supposed to have variety in life. You really are.
Your yin and your yang are crying. Come on, give me some other stuff. Give me a challenge here. So you challenge your yin and yang, you know, and it's kind of fun. But you can't.
However, I'm going to share our fry experience with, like, what had happened was we got to McDonald's, I'll say, maybe a month and a half ago. And my children, delightful that they are, 13 and almost 11, kind of forgot the fry bag, okay? So
right,
normally when you have, you know, I think we found them, like, the receipt was on the bag. It's like, we found them and they were 3 weeks old, okay?
Right, right.
They were not deteriorated. The only thing bad about them was they were cold. They didn't have mold. They didn't have anything on them. They were in the perfectly preserved state. I'm like, oh, my God, really? They weren't even petrified because we'd had them in a bag. It's like, they were still, you know, I held these up and I said, anybody want to taste test these? They're
right
looking at me like, not me, Mom. I want to live the century, you know, to be old. It's like, fine, I'll taste it. Let's see. It's like, well, I didn't break my teeth. And it's like, there was some, you know, there was actually chewy one. And I was like going, okay. And I said, you know, this is really scary. Now we're going to throw these away.
I love the kids today. I think the kids today, the young kids today, are so aware. They're indigo. They're advanced indigo children.
Yeah.
Are you aware of indigo?
There's also the crystal children, and now they're talking about
the
rainbow children.
Well, that's what I mean. They're advanced. They're crystal, they're rainbow, they're diamond. These are advanced indigo children. Right. Their grandmothers and, you know, their grandparents were the first indigos to be here. And now here they are. They come here. And they're so in tune. They sound like old souls. They're so in tune with everything. They talk really fast. I love them. And they're creative. And they have the eyes that can see beyond so many different things. You can almost, when you look in their eyes, you see everything. It's like, okay, what have you got in there? So, and they're very psychic. They're very, you know, they're very intuitive. They're very sensitive and spiritual, too. They have their own kind of awareness spiritually. It's like, wow. And I've even little babies.
Little ones. I've got two grandchildren on the one spectrum. It's like I spread my kids out. I had family one and family two. So my oldest one is 28, going to be 29 in June. Okay, and then my youngest one hasn't turned 11 until April. So
no,
and
that's
not
right.
We have the two grandbabies. We have the grandbaby who's an Aquarius. He's a little Aquarius. He's like 4 days after my birthday, so he just turned two. And then the other little guy will be one in June, and he's a little Gemini guy. And it's like, and they're both just amazing. I thought my kids were amazing. It's like my grandchildren are even more so. I'm like going, wow, I'm working with them because my daughter's husband is, he's a real cool guy. He's a really hard worker for a young man. He works really, really, really hard. He's in the farming and agricultural, you know, industry and whatever. And it's like in the summertime, we never see him because he works like, you know, 100 hours a week. But he's very much a stickler. And it's like what I do makes him a little nervous. And it's like, so we don't talk about it when he's around, but it's like my daughter and I do. And and I've taken it a step beyond. It's like when I get opportunities to work with those two little guys, I take them.
Right. So. Well, yeah. You know, I have a granddaughter. My granddaughter, Sophie, and I was, when she was, you know, developing and everything, she was inside her mother's womb. I was listening to a Rumi poem. Okay, on YouTube, I was listening to this beautiful poem. Somehow I connected with that child inside the womb, and I told my son about it. And wow. It was some kind of Sufi music in the background. I don't know. Anyhow, when I explained it to my son that I had a connection with my granddaughter Sophie already inside the womb, he understood that, my son. He connected with that. When she was born, he named her Sophie.
Wow. That's cool.
And,
that is really cool.
And, you know, her birth chart, okay, she's born a few days after me. But I read her birth chart. Yeah, and I'm reading her birth chart. And the only difference with her is her ascendant sign. I mean, I'm not really so much into astrology, but when I was looking and comparing charts, I said, this child is almost an exact copy of her grandmother.
Wow.
Almost an exact copy. And then I went and, you know, I went to the Hindu astrology, you know, the Vedic astrology, and I did the chart, and I'm looking at it. There may have been some variations, but it was looking at myself. I said, oh, there I am. This is my little girl. But she's advanced. She's advanced. Spiritually, but I connected with her telepathically. It's amazing how we connect with our own children, our own, you know what I mean? I mean,
it makes a lot of sense. It sure does. Well, anyway, we're about to get blog talked off the air here because we've been.
I know. They only give you 10 minutes. No, I know. I know. We've taken up all the air time here.
Thank you for calling in tonight. And it's like, I hope you call again. It's like,
awesome. You were really awesome. It was like taking bits and pieces of my diary out there and letting everybody know. I loved it. I know. It's great. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. You have a wonderful night. Thank you.
All right. You too.
We'll see you guys again.
Great.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.